From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in that incident on March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings and packed with families. Mosul Municipality Chief Abdul Sadr al-Habo, on supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grande is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic jihadists after reports emerged about the heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead include 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed, 50 others wounded. This is VOA News. A U.S. counterterrorism airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan killed an al-Qaeda leader responsible for a deadly hotel attack in Islamabad in 2008 and the 2009 attack on a bus carrying the Sri Lankan cricket team. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed the death of Qari Yasin. Authorities say he was a senior terrorist figure from Pakistan with ties to a Taliban group. The airstrike that led to his death was conducted March 19th. In Afghanistan, an official say that he plotted the September 20, 2008 bombing on the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad that killed dozens. Veteran civil servant Carrie Lam has won the vote by pro-China election committees to become Hong Kong's first female chief executive. A China Influence Committee chose Lam, who has and was Hong Kong's number two official before Sunday's vote.
To me, unity must be built step by step on solid ground. It is through real work and actual results that I will respond to those who support me and garner the recognition of those yet to support me. Deeds speak louder than words.
China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so her victory came as no surprise. John Tseng, the widely popular candidate, came in second place. The elite election committee was at the root of the protest as activists decried the lack of direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters. Democracy activists are concerned about Lam's win and her pro-China tendencies. They're leery of China's growing interference in Hong Kong and fearful of losing the former British colony's one country, two systems formula that guarantees Hong Kong wide-ranging freedoms. Cincinnati officials in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio say at least 15 people were shot, one fatally, in a crowded nightclub early Sunday. A police assistant chief said the scene at the Cameo nightclub was a very horrific situation. He said hundreds of people were in the club when that shooter opened fire. Local television station WLWT reported several of the victims have life-threatening injuries and that officials have not said whether anyone is in custody. Authorities say there may have been several shooters. It is not immediately clear what caused that deadly incident. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-government protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested, including journalists. We have more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.